if you think about how quickly in the first days or a couple of weeks of the pandemic, we had to deal with every job description and role in the organization changed. We did keep open mobile pantries, and we kept open the traditional brick and mortar pantries, which are the highest percent of our food distribution. But even those two models changed dramatically. We had to go to pre-packed boxes and drive-through format for pantries. And in order to handle the multiples of, you know, increase in volume of households in need, we built two new distribution channels in setting up our first ever home delivery program. We went from zero to a peak of 40,000 a week. Very quickly, we realized one way we might help is to bring temporary workers who are losing their paychecks downtown onto our payroll. And they, in turn, have done a phenomenal amount of work for us, and they kept their paychecks. They didn't end up in the food line with their families, and we were able to get quite a bit more work done. You know, it pains me to have so many neighbors food insecure, and as we all know, food insecurity doesn't happen in isolation, so that meant those families were also dealing with, you know, perhaps unemployment or education challenges or mental and physical health, obviously. I hate to see that happening to our neighbors, but when I quickly saw the pattern that donors were going to keep pace, not just our historical donors, but thousands of new donors stepped up and began to help Gleaners, and others increased their giving, we would have the dollars to spend on historic levels of food purchasing, and that we would not run out of food. I anticipated that all of our existing hunger relief partners, and I knew they would need more from us. What I didn't anticipate is that dozens of other nonprofits would have such an overwhelming need to feed their clients in order to be able to perform their core mission, that they would need Gleaners to provide food and take that barrier out of their way so they could focus, and could we help? So we did. In terms of what I really want our neighbors to focus on, whether they're affected by food insecurity or we're all relying on them for resources or volunteer work, as a community, we have to distinguish between the medical recovery timeline for this pandemic and the economic recovery timeline for so many families that are affected. It's not that the 2008 and 9 economic downturn is the perfect parallel, but certainly it does teach us one lesson. It was 2010 before we saw the peak of food insecurity, and 2014 before we were getting back to normal levels of food insecurity. I'm not saying this pandemic will have a 6-year cycle, but I am saying it will have a multi-year recovery for families in need. And I do worry that donors will not stick with us at heightened levels of giving for that whole pattern. And there's a risk that we'll run out of resources. There's quite a mix, and we need to resist the temptation to do a quick, easy win in with one challenge a family's facing, and do our best to come together as the providers of help and give them simultaneous solutions the way they face the simultaneous challenges.